Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of nonprofit news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
UPCA partners with Acro to present 2025 Convergence, Credential Innovation in Higher Education. UPA and Acro are teaming up once again to present Convergence, Credential Innovation in Higher Education, a conference happening from September 29th to October 1st in Arlington, Virginia. This event will bring together key campus leaders to explore the future of alternative credentials in higher education. With recent shifts in federal higher education policy, such as the expansion of Pell Grants, this conference comes at a crucial time. Attendees, including deans, online learning officers, and registrars, will engage in workshops and sessions to shape institutional strategies for credential innovation. The conference aims to help institutions adapt to changing regulatory landscapes and align with emerging federal priorities. UPCE's CEO, Robert Hansen, emphasizes the importance of credential innovation, while Acro's executive director, Melanie Gottlieb, highlights the need for higher education to lead change and meet workforce demands. For more information and registration, visit the UPCEA website. NYCDC and SolarOne cut ribbon on state-of-the-art Environmental Education Center. Today, NYCEDC and SolarOne unveiled the new SolarOne Environmental Education Center, a cutting-edge facility designed to teach New Yorkers of all ages about sustainability and environmental stewardship. This two-story, 6,400-square-foot center features classrooms for STEM education, workshops, and community events. Built with sustainable materials, climate technology, and flood protection, the center serves as a model for coastal resiliency and immersive learning. With solar energy generation, battery storage, and flood resistance, it is the first ground-up solar and battery storage building in NYC. The center will provide hands-on experiences for learning about sustainability, climate change, and resiliency, while also offering professional development for teachers and job fair opportunities. The project was managed by NYCDC on behalf of SolarOne, with Gilbane Building Company as the construction manager and Big Bjarke Ingels Group as the architect.
Road to Responsibility opens new residential program in Taunton. Road to Responsibility, one of the region's largest nonprofit organizations supporting individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, has opened a new residential program in Taunton, Massachusetts. Developed by Patriot Investment Corp, the single-story residence will house RTR members who have aged out of the educational system. This expansion provides opportunities for individuals on the waiting list for similar services through the Department of Developmental Services. The Taunton home offers 24-hour staffing, smart technology, and a supportive environment. President and CEO Christopher T. White expressed gratitude for the partnership with Patriot Investment Corp as they continue to empower individuals to live more independently and with dignity. Learn more about Road to Responsibility at roadtoresponsibility.org.
Orange County United Way launches United 4OC 2030. Orange County United Way has launched United 4OC 2030, a five-year strategic plan aimed at creating a stronger workforce, healthier economy, and improved well-being for all of Orange County. The goal is to generate 4 million moments of impact by 2030, encouraging community involvement through events, donations, volunteering, and mentoring. This initiative invites individuals, businesses, and leaders to join forces in addressing pressing issues. The plan focuses on initiatives like United for Student Success, United for Financial Security, United to End Homelessness, and 211OC to support vulnerable populations and promote long-term economic stability. Orange County United Way is dedicated to building a more resilient community for current and future generations. For more information, visit unitedwayoc.org.
Discovery Can't Wait 2025 WAM Edge Awards to back early career researchers in women's health. WAM Women's Health Access Matters is proud to announce the 2025 WAM Edge Awards, supporting early career researchers in women's health. These grants focus on how biological sex impacts health outcomes in areas like autoimmune disease, brain health, cancer, and heart health. WAM is also welcoming proposals in health span, bone and muscle health, and innovative methodologies. The awards provide $25,000 in funding to each recipient for research. The goal is to drive progress in women's health by investing in bold ideas and brilliant minds. WAM's research shows that investing in women's health research yields a significant return to the economy. Private investment is crucial in advancing innovation. For more information about WAM and the Edge Awards, visit wamnow.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.